This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Late night comics are finding a wealth of material in New York City's political scene.
You got Anthony Weiner, the pedo tweeter. You remember him? He's running for mayor. You got Elliot Spitzer, the hooker booker. Remember him with the hooker? He's running for city comptroller. And the woman who ran the prostitution ring that supplied Elliot Spitzer with the hookers is running against him. This could be the first election when nobody wants to shake the hands of any of the candidates.
It looks to me like Elliot Spitzer is going to be the new comptroller of New York City. How many of you feel better knowing that he will be comptrolling things? I just hope he can comptrol himself.
David Letterman and Jay Leno talking about Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer and, oh, let's not forget, Vito Lopez, who resigned from the New York State Assembly over sexual harassment allegations. He's running for city council. That's three scandal-scarred politicians running for public office. Have our current political shenanigans risen to the level where we're the laughing stock of the rest of the country? Joining me now is New York Times columnist Gail Collins. Welcome back to WNYC, Gail.
Thank you.
So one White House insider told the New York Post that New York has officially entered the Twilight Zone. So what do you think? Have we?
Well, we come and we go from the Twilight Zone. There have been many incarnations over the years. You know, the most terrifying possibility to me is if somehow Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner both got elected. I mean, given the personality of those two guys, you would have this guerrilla war going on between the comptroller's office and the mayor's office. All other city services would come to a halt because they'd be thinking about nothing but how to get at each other.
So your concern is actually not based on the tabloids having a relentless field day for the next 4 years, were either of them to get elected to public office, with the puns and the headlines, but who they are personally and what they would bring to the table.
Well, actually, if they get elected, either of them, once they're elected, you do tend to get over this stuff, which is their idea, I'm sure, in seeking office.
Is this any worse than, say, Marion Barry caught smoking crack in the 90s, mayor of Washington, D.C., served 6 months in the federal pen, then elected to the D.C. City Council and reelected mayor once he got out?
What always drives me crazy is that when people who get disgraced talk about how they want to redeem themselves through service, they never think about going off to serve a leper community somewhere or something. It's always got to be they're going to run for something else and stick themselves in our faces once again.
Are the transgressions by our local politicians being overblown?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. The Vito Lopez thing is awful. I mean, you're talking about serious sexual harassment on an epic scale, and that's not a joking matter for anybody. The question, I think, for both Spitzer and Weiner, who are running for important offices, is whether the stuff they did, besides being humiliating and besides, in one case, being against the law, whether it speaks to any kind of character defect. Are they sort of too high strung? Are they, too impulsive? Are they, Elliot Spitzer has been talking a lot about hubris and how he presumably doesn't have any anymore, which I have seen no signs of no hubris whatsoever. Although, frankly, I've been here a long time, and I remember when late night comedians would be laughing at us because entire roads would fall into a pothole, or buses would be held up by masked men and hijacked.
Right, right. I think there's something very individualistic about our politicians, as opposed to, say, nearing bankruptcy in the 70s, which implies that the whole city, all branches of government, have just failed.
You don't want to do that. This is a much happier place to be in weird ways than that. But still, it would be nice if we had some normal people in office. That would be good.
Gail Collins with the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
This is WNYC.